You may remember last year, I shared a poem by Matthew Garrett's blind white duck, Starflower. In that poem, Starflower described her encounter with the bear and how she came to live with Matthew. Well, Starflower has been at it again and has written a new poem relating further adventures. It's entitled Starflower 2, The Sequel, Flying Blind. My name's Starflower. You remember that name? I'm the blind white duck of Petersburg fame. I've lived with Matt for a couple of years in comfort and safety. No bears, no fears. Now here's a new tale of three flights I had. Two were good and one was bad. I do have feathers. I do have wings, but flying's never been my thing. I may flap a little flap and hop a little hop. For me, that's where my flying stops. Still, my ancestors were great flyers, they say, so flying must be in my DNA. Flight was the last thing on my mind when Matt planned a trip of the flying kind. We'll fly up to Juneau, get away, see an old friend from back in the day. Some big city life is what we need to throw off the doldrums and get up to speed. Now, the airlines wanted a hefty fee, which didn't seem right to Matt or me, to ride in a box under Matthew's feet with zero comforts and nothing to eat. Seaplanes was a better bet. They understood I was Matthew's pet. We were welcomed aboard. I rode for free all the way to Juneau on Matthew's knee. And even though I have no sight, suddenly flying seemed so right. Was it air pressure changes, expansion, contraction, which triggered my deep instinctive reaction? My wings extended, started to beat while leaning forward in my seat. My body assumed a flying stance, ready to join my ancestral dance. Now, Juneau was busy in big city ways. It was fun and exciting for several days. But after our fill of hustles and bustles, Matt thought a beach walk would stretch our muscles. The beach was spread with nice things for me, slippery kelp, the breeze from the sea, nibbles on which a duck could feast as we strolled along, not a care in the least. But then my chest felt a searing pain. I felt myself lifted and flying again, pierced by sharp talons, stunned by the blow. And Matthew was yelling and screaming below. Then I was released and fell back to the beach, and Matthew soon had me within his safe reach. I'd been wounded and grabbed by an eagle, he said, and lots of my lovely white feathers were red. I needed a vet of a special kind, but a surgeon for ducks is not easy to find. Still, Matt found an avian surgeon somewhere and entrusted me to that doctor's skilled care. He repaired my wounds until I was intact, stitching me up in the front and the back while I dreamed ducky dreams as he worked away. Dreams of flying? Who can say? When Matt picked me up, I was on the mend, and we rested a few more days with his friend. But home was calling, ring-ring-a-ding, and seaplanes supplied the needed wings. In an aircraft, I'd fly anywhere. I love the noise, the rush of air. With a pilot and wings of the airplane kind, there's nothing wrong with flying blind. In fact, I love to leave the ground, as long as an eagle is nowhere around.